Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening with the Highland Radio News at 5.30. I'm Ryan Brawley. A look at today's headlines. During a visit to Donegal today, Education Minister Hildegard Nocton was confronted by members of the Burke family. Cherrymore Kitchens and Bedrooms say they are assessing the extent of the damage caused to their Donegal town headquarters. Unions for ambulance workers are hoping this is the end of a long road towards finding a resolution in their pay dispute. And a Donegal councillor says the increasing cost of building materials makes it vital that the defective concrete remediation scheme be index-linked to the rate of inflation. All these stories in full and more coming up, and we'll have a full update of all the sport with Chris Ashmore at around a quarter to six. But first, during a visit to Donegal today, Education Minister Hildegard Nocton was confronted by members of the Burke family. This follows a decision yesterday when an appeals panel upheld a decision made by Wilson's Hospital School in County Westmeath to dismiss Enoch Burke from his teaching position. Deputy Charles Ward says that while everyone has the right to peacefully protest, he thinks today's incident was outrageous. He adds that his main concern was the safety of children and staff.
My biggest concern was the safety and the safety of the pupils and the staff of the school in Mulford. I think it's outrageous that somebody comes onto school property to confront a minister. Everybody has the right to peaceful protest, but you do not cross into a national school, into their playground, and you're endangering people. And this was unacceptable.
I'm sure it was very distressing there for the children and for the staff. Were the children present for that?
The children were in their classroom. They were safe. There was members of the staff that were out to see the minister off. All the public representatives were there. And then all of a sudden, there was a melee. The protesters had come on into the playground and were screaming and shouting and aggressive. And everybody was taken aback, and then it was aimed at the minister. They were trespassing into a children's playground, into a safe environment for children. There is no call for this whatsoever. It's outrageous. The fact is that they have done this. They've actually come on to a national school, and everybody felt endangered. We didn't know what was going on. And I think the fact of the matter is that everybody has the right to peaceful protest, but you cannot go into a children's playground in their national school and be aggressive and shouting and screaming.
In a video posted to social media, Enoch's mother, Martina, can be heard shouting outside the school.
Shame upon everyone! Shame upon you, Pat the Pope! Not a word to
shame
say!
Shame on you, Pat!
Not a word to say to
shame
a deceiver!
Shame
upon every politician!
Elsewhere during today's visit, Hildegard Nocton was given a 45-minute tour of St Eunan's College, led by members of the Student Council. The council had previously met the minister and organised a petition after concerns were raised that the school, despite having planning permission due to expire next year, was not included in the Department of Education's National Development Plan, which a funding announcement was given in January. The visit forms part of efforts to progress the project, with students hoping work can begin as soon as possible. Incoming Deputy Head Boy Colby Farrell says that despite the efforts of staff and students to achieve the best possible outcomes in state examinations, it is not fair that he and his fellow students have to endure conditions which he believes are having a negative impact on their learning.
We come to school every single day. It is a struggle around the hallways, especially during class changes, but it is a struggle we're willing to do. The staff here in the college work extremely hard for each and every boy here. The academic profile from the school is amazing. The Leaving Cert and Junior Cert results are, I don't know how they do it, to be brutally honest, they are amazing. It is really just down to the calibre of staff and the type of students that are here in St Eunan's College that we'll make do as much as we can with the current conditions. But it is not fair on the boys here in the school when there are students across the country in better fitting conditions who are able to perform better in their exams. Even as hard as our boys fight to do well in their exams, equality is all that we're asking for.
And that's the thing, whenever you have a system like the CAO point system, it boils down to being a competition, and that isn't fair.
That's absolutely true. It's the system here in this country. It's just the way it is. We make do with it. We fight as hard as we can to be as good as we can in our subjects, to get the best points, to get into our colleges. But the simple thing is, it boils down to equality. Students here don't have the same chances as students in Dublin. That is just a fact. It is something we have to live with, but it's something we hope that this new building project, when it goes to tender, if it goes to tender, can help to rectify.
The Education Minister says she has heard the concerns being raised by the Student Council and is taking them on board. Last week, the building unit from the Department of Education carried out a 3.5-hour tour of the buildings at the school, and a report from the inspection is expected next week. While speaking to Highland Radio News today, Minister Nocton says developments for the 16 schools affected by defective concrete are also to receive an update in the coming days.
There are 16 schools here in Donegal that are affected by mica, so my department is working really closely with the ETB in relation to this, all of those schools will be contacted in the coming days in relation to, I suppose, progress to repair their schools, so that work is really at an advanced level, something that we are acutely aware of. So the department will be contacting the schools in the coming days in order to progress plans there.
The minister also visited Scolwyra in Milford and is due to meet with and has met Mulroy College in Milford. Scolwyra have been making calls for a new school building and a green space for children to play in. The principal, Sharon Peoples, says the visit was positive and their request for a new building was heard, and the Department of Education will be in contact with them in the near future. Cherrymore Kitchen and Bedrooms say they are assessing the extent of the damage caused to their Donegal Town headquarters following an overnight fire. At the height of the blaze, there were 6 units and 58 fire service personnel on site. In a statement today, they say no personnel were on site at the time and everyone is safe. They're thanking the emergency services for their swift response and also acknowledging the help and support of Donegal Waste, the premises next door. The R267 Ballyshannon Road has reopened following the fire. Earlier, Gary Martin, Donegal County Council's Director of Emergency Services, told Highland Radio News it was a substantial blaze.
Well, there was a very extensive fire. Donal reported around 11 o'clock this night. By the time our initial brigade responded, it was quite well established and they deployed additional resources. We had 6 brigades, I think, and 58 personnel in total, and some additional resources, the hydraulic platform and water tankers and instant command unit deployed. So it gives a sense of the scale of the fire. It seemed to take hold in the warehousing storage area. It was very, very was heavy fire load in it, you know, given the nature of the business that Cherrymore have there, lots of plywood and lots of timber, etc.
We have no reports of anybody in the building. We have no reports of injuries, and that's to be welcomed. At this point, the building pretty much destroyed, as we understand.
Yeah, well, thankfully, for as you say, Donal, in the first instance, thankfully, we have no reports of any persons hurt or injured, and that's one thing to be thankful for. The premise is very, very extensively damaged. There's parts that totally destroyed. And the rest of the premises, I would imagine, will have substantial smoke damage done to it as well. The parts that remain intact. So our thoughts are with the owners of McLaughlin's and Cherrymore this morning. It's a difficult day for them.
Obviously, the fire service will now be liaising with Gardaí over the coming hours and indeed days to establish what happened, establish the cause, and ensure that the area is made safe.
Absolutely. First thing, obviously, is to ensure that there's nobody's life at risk, etc. And then, as far as you can, then you try to mitigate the fire damage to the property. And then, obviously, after that, then the review as to, I suppose, what caused it, etc., will be carried out by the Gardaí, and we'll assist in any way possible, of course.
Unions for ambulance workers are hoping this is the end of a long road towards finding a resolution in their pay dispute. SIPTU and Unite have stood down the strike plan for next week to make room for more discussions at the Labour Court. Members have been engaged in a work to rule for 11 days, which has also ended. SIPTU spokesperson John McCamley says that they're waiting for the Labour Court to produce a recommendation.
There were times that we felt that no progress was being made. But I think at the end of the day, there was significant progress. Our members have been notified, and I think that the reaction is that they want to see progress. They want to see a resolution. And hopefully this is an end of a very long road and will result in a resolution.
A Donegal councillor says the increasing cost of building materials makes it vital that the defective concrete remediation scheme be index-linked to the rate of inflation. Councillor Michael McBride says that the most recent uplift was seen in October 2024, and prices have increased across the board since then. A member of Donegal County Council's Defective Concrete Block Committee, he says Housing Minister James Brown has agreed to look at the issue and reply to the committee. Councillor McBride says that the scheme should be linked to inflation and regularly reviewed.
We can't have the contractors hung out there because we need every contractor that we can get on board to rebuild these homes and to get people back into homes that are fit for purpose. So it means that, number one, we need to be able to deliver payments in a timely fashion, and number two, the payments that are being made must be sufficient to cover the works that have been done. And so I think it's a very, very important issue for everybody that's looking to get into the scheme, all people that are already in the scheme, and I'd be hoping that we'll get a positive answer back from Minister James Brown, and I do welcome the fact that he came to meet us and done it all.
Surely for the likes of a scheme like this here, you know, it's I know it was a bit maybe unprecedented at the time, but the scheme's been around now for quite a while, that there be a mechanism in place to adjust with the rate of inflation. You know, this is, it's not something that would surprise anyone that prices fluctuate.
That it should be indexed linked to the increases in building costs across the board. That way it could be reviewed maybe on an annual basis. The fact that it's been 18 months since anything has been looked at as far as uplift and to offset the building material costs, that means it could be another 6 months if something were to be put in place, you know, another uplift. So it's a long time and it stretches people a lot. And I think if you're 100% right, that it should be indexed, linked and reviewed probably every 6 months.
It is 18 minutes to 6 on Highland Radio. All the sport with Chris after these.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with running shoes from michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 6:15 on Highland Radio and Chris Ashmore is at the sports desk.
Welcome to the sports desk. We'll begin with Gaelic Games, and Jim McGuinness has announced his panel for Saturday's All-Ireland Championship Round 1 fixture against Kerry in Killarney. Michael Langan returns from injury and is named at 26, with Jason McGee at 21 and Oisin Gallen at 22. St Michael's man Langan missed the down game with an ankle injury. McCool's' Sean Martin will wear the 10 jersey with Gavin Mulroney in the number one goalkeeper's position. Sean Patton is also named in the matchday squad, as is Michael Murphy. Well, Highland's big match analyst and former Donegal selector Brendan Kilcoyne says all Donegal bodies will be needed in every facet of the fixture.
You know, Michael Langan is such a crucial player to this Donegal team. And, you know, that was reflected against Down 2. They didn't really have a two-point threat until later on in the game. I think Jason and Pather kicked a couple, but it was very late in the game, so it was. And Donegal were very reliant on their inside forward line against Down for scores. Michael Murphy, Oisin Gallen, Conor O'Donnell were the only kind of players that scored. And if you go back through the league, Mark, you had 10 or 12, you were looking at the score sheet every day and you had 10 or 12 different Donegal scores. So Donegal will be looking to get a better return across the field, as they have been doing throughout the league.
And Highland Radio will, of course, have full live match coverage of that Kerry-Donegal fixture tomorrow afternoon, with the build-up beginning from 2:30 in association with Highland Motors in Letterkenny. Meanwhile, Tyrone have also named their team for their All-Ireland Championship opener with Roscommon. That's on Sunday. The Red Hand County will head to Dr. Hyde Park without the Canavan brothers. Dara Canavan is out with a hip flexor injury, while his brother Rory is also sidelined with injury. Manager Malachy O'Rourke has made two changes to the team that were beaten by Armagh in the Ulster Championship. Kieran McGeary and Matthew Donnelly come into the starting 15, replacing Ben McDonnell and Dara Canavan. One game on in the All-County League here in Donegal this evening. Glenfinn in action against Glenswilly. That game has an 8 o'clock start. There's also four games in the Senior Hurling League, among them leaders St Eunan's taking on McCool's. On to soccer, and in matters cross-channel, Manchester City will rename the Etihad Stadium's North Stand after manager Pep Guardiola, who is leaving following their final game of the season against Aston Villa. His decade-long stint at the Etihad saw one of the Premier League's most successful periods for any team, with the citizens winning 20 trophies. He says he's grateful to have had the chance to take charge of the club.
Really satisfied, happy and proud. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been 10 years, so I cannot be more grateful for the amount of love and affection that I had, not today, these days, you know, for many, many years and nothing else.
Meanwhile, Michael Carrick will remain in charge of Manchester United. The Red Devils have confirmed he's signed a 2-year contract to become their permanent head coach following his interim appointment in January. Meanwhile, Robbie Keane has been linked with moves to Celtic and Slovan Bratislava. Local media in Hungary is reporting that the former Irish striker has left his role as manager of Ferencváros despite guiding the Budapest side to a domestic cup triumph and second place in the league. On to the League of Ireland. Finn Harps and Derry City both have home fixtures this evening. In the First Division tonight, Finn Harps welcome Longford Town to Finn Park. With Kevin McHugh's side currently sitting in eighth, there's an opportunity to leapfrog tonight's opponents into seventh if they can win. Here's former Harps captain Keith Cowan.
That's another opportunity for Harps to pick up 3 points. You know, Longford just that one position above them in the league. And just 1 point separates the two of them. So they'll see this as an opportunity. Harps' home form has been, you know, has been pretty good. You know, they've picked up big results against good sides in the league. And it's just the old adage, really, isn't it? It's, you know, Harps are struggling to score goals.
Well, there'll be updates from Finn Park with Dermot Doherty. That game has a 7:45 start. Elsewhere in the division, leaders Cork are away to Athlone Town. UCD travel to Wexford. Kerry host Bray and Treaty welcome Cove to their ground at the Markets Field. In the Premier Division, Derry City are winless in their last 4 games. They play second-placed St Patrick's Athletic at Celtic Park this evening before a home game against Shelburne on Monday. Dundalk are in action against Drogheda in a loud derby. Shamrock Rovers are 3 points clear at the top ahead of welcoming Sligo Rovers to Tallaght Stadium. Galway, meanwhile, entertain Bohemians and Waterford make the trip to Shells. In rugby, Ulster go in search of a first trophy in 20 years in tonight's Challenge Cup final. Richie Murphy's side take on Montpellier in the decider in Bilbao at 8 o'clock. And in golf, Seamus Power will look to make the weekend action at the Byron Nelson tournament this evening. He's 2 shots above the projected cut at TPC Craig Ranch on 5 under with a start time of 6:30. Japan's Kensai Hirata leads on 11 under par. And that, Ryan, is your Friday evening sport.
Thank you very much, Chris. The HSE is being urged to continue to facilitate the registration of births, deaths and marriages within the primary care centre in Buncrana. The Las Cahirla of Inishowen Municipal District, Councillor Fionnan Bradley, says the HSE attempted to close the civil registration office in Buncrana in March, but following a meeting with himself and Minister Charlie McConlogue, they agreed to maintain an outreach service on a trial basis. That's gone from once a week to once a fortnight, and now the HSE says due to staffing pressures, it will go to once a month over the summer. Councillor Bradley says there is a clear demand for the service, which needs to be met.
Figures that I have obtained from the HSE indicate that since the 1st of January up until the 15th of May, 483 people from the Inishowen Peninsula accessed appointments at the 3 civil registration offices in County Donegal to register a birth, a death or a marriage. Now, of the 483, only 9% of those people from Inishowen have accessed an appointment in Inishowen and the Primary Care Centre in Buncrana. The argument being that if the service was restored to the level it always had been at, where it was 4 days a week, I have no doubt that you would get 90 or 95% of the people in Inishowen who wish to make an appointment availing of it in Inishowen here on the Inishowen Peninsula.
You're urging people, when they're making appointments, to actually say to the people, look, my preference would be to go to Buncrana, and make it clear to the HSE that that's where people's preference would lie.
Yes, because from engagement I've had with the HSE, they're very much of the view that the service as now is adequate. Now, I don't agree with that assessment at all. I think in a place the size of Inishowen that we should have our own office. And indeed, when myself and Minister McConlogue met them back in March of 2025, at that stage I had made the point to them that if someone had to travel from Malin Head or from Greencastle to Letterkenny to access a civil registration appointment, it was further away than anybody who lived anywhere else in the CHO1 region having to travel to their nearest CR. The size of Inishowen and the size of County Donegal proves the need for a civil registration service to be provided in Inishowen, as it always has been for many, many decades.
Agus anois an nuacht le Colm Ferreter.
Seamar mahas le Colm Ferreter an seol in the príomh scéalta. Tá an factas a ghéalú seolta ag an agraíocht canú na Gaeilge le daoine a spreagú lag ainm na Gaeilge a úsáid an áit lag ainm na beirle ag a gré don saol. Tá tailiú eolas a faoi stair lag ainm na chomh maith le fonsaí ag siúla maidir le cearta teanga agus lag anion na atúil ar fáil an Sive Conor na Gaeilge agus mar chuid san actas ire thart ar ghaoine claru leis an gealtanas le gainm nathe agus teangmhol a dhéanú leis an actas fríd an rifoist a ghéalú ag chonru na gaeilge bonca í. Tá sé fógartha ag an ara pobal tuaithe agus gaeltachta dara chaléirí go bhfuil ardú cadaithe ar an fír ar an deontas atá oice le teilí aithanta a chur an láistín ar fáil de scolairí faoi scéim na fólamarí gaeilge. Bé ardú de euro go leith an dalta a aine na hithe ar an deontas a ictar faoin scéim bé euro 20 cent an dalta a dhíol dá cholaistí chónaithe atá aithanta chun láistín a tholáthar faoin scéim chomh maith. Cíonn sé go mbeidh an ardú a chaithrim le 6 euro 10 an aine na hithe ná 10 euro 10 i gas bruanna na cholaistí chónaithe gaeltachta atá le díol dá mraithí agus teilí atá coinealt scolairí gaeltachta i mbliana. Tá éile letrathe agus cultúrtha an focal beo aráis le tú cheann agus tá cuid mhór imeachtaí gaelta go dtí an tríú le is fiad an bhí seo ba ceard le dosa le túra le teilí agus toirí ar taisce an a measc imeachtaí fógartha ar an éire gaolas ar na meán thóisiúilte agus ag líonra LC Bancaí. Agus seola go thoifigh go plán forbartha uair do pharastaí gídóir an áireach le an gídóir de mar seoithart Brendan McCormick ón agraíocht teart in níir a sheol an plán go thoifigiúil agus seolú an plán in iad tríobh se cóilleachán poblaí agus comhoibriú idir grúpaí pobal agus páirtí láshuara áitiúil atá sim acu plán a tharraingt sin níos le haghaidh tuaithí pobal gídóir a chuimhnú. Sin mo thuid se eile go léir slán agus bannach.
And the weather, spells of showery rain will continue moving northeastwards this evening, turning heavy at times in mostly moderate southerly winds. Any showers will ease early tonight with drier conditions developing and cloud increasing from the southwest. Lowest temperatures of 8 to 11 degrees and light to moderate southwesterly winds. It will be a dry day with spells of hazy sunshine for most tomorrow, but some cloud will build in the west and northwest at times. Highest temperatures of 16 to 20 degrees and light to moderate southerly winds. A look back at today's main stories. During a visit to Donegal today, Education Minister Hildegard Nocton was confronted by members of the Burke family. This follows a decision yesterday when an appeals panel upheld a decision made by Wilson's Hospital School in County Westmeath to dismiss Enoch Burke from his teaching position. Deputy Charles Ward says that while everyone has a right to peacefully protest, he thinks today's incident was outrageous. In a video posted to social media, Enoch's mother Martina can be heard shouting outside the school. Elsewhere during today's visit, Hildegard Nocton was given a 45-minute tour of St Union's College in Letterkenny led by members of the Student Council. The council had previously met the minister and organised a petition after concerns were raised that the school, despite having planning permission due to expire next year, was not included in the Department of Education's National Development Plan funding announcement in January. The visit forms part of efforts to progress that project, with students hoping work can begin as soon as possible. The Education Minister said she had heard the concerns being raised by the Student Council and is taking them on board. Last week, the building unit from the Department of Education carried out a 3.5-hour tour of the buildings at the school, and a report on that inspection is expected next week. The minister also visited Scolwyra in Milford and has met Mulroy College in Milford. Scolwyra have been making calls for a new school building and a green space for children to play in. The principal, Sharon Peoples, says the visit was positive and the request for a new building was heard, and the Department of Education will be in contact with them in the near future. Cherrymore Kitchens and Bedrooms say they are assessing the extent of the damage caused to their Donegal town headquarters following an overnight fire. At the height of the blaze, there were 6 units and 58 fire service personnel on site. In a statement today, they say no personnel were on site at the time of the fire and everyone is safe. They're thanking the emergency services for their swift response and acknowledging the help and support of Donegal Waste, the premises next door. Earlier, Gary Martin, Donegal County Council's Director of Emergency Services, told Highland Radio News it was a substantial blaze. Unions for ambulance workers are hoping this is the end of a long road towards finding a resolution in their pay dispute. SIPTU and Unite have stood down the strike action plan for next week to make room for more discussions at the Labour Court. Members have been engaged in a work to rule for 11 days, which has also ended. SIPTU spokesperson John McCamley says they're waiting for the Labour Court to produce a recommendation. And a Donegal councillor says the increase in the cost of building materials makes it vital the defective concrete remediation scheme be indexed to the rate of inflation. Councillor Michael McBride says that the most recent uplift was seen at October 2024, and prices have increased across the board since then. A member of Donegal County Council's Defective Concrete Block Committee, he says Housing Minister James Brown has agreed to look at the issue and reply to the committee soon. That is all for the newsroom for now. Back with news again at 7 o'clock. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, May the 22nd. The death has taken place of Mary McAleer, 29, Primrose Park, Sion Mills, reposing at her home today. Funeral leaving her home on Sunday at 9 a.m. for funeral mass in St. Teresa's Church, Sion Mills, at 9:30 a.m. Interment afterwards in St. Mary's Cemetery, Melmount. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The funeral mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Tommy Patton, Green Hill, Letterkenny, reposing at the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Carnamugga Upper, Letterkenny, this evening from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. Removal from there tomorrow afternoon at 4:30, going to St. Mary's Church, Remelton, to arrive at 5 p.m. for prayers and to repose overnight. Funeral mass on Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to St. Joseph's Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of Patrick Sweeney, funeral directors. The death has occurred of Teresa Heakin, Tully Moore, Ardra. Remains reposing at McCabe's Funeral Home Ardra this evening until 9 p.m. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 9:30, going to the Church of the Holy Family Ardra for 10 o'clock funeral mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Frank Brennan, Drumuckla, Rafoe. Frank will repose at his late residence today until 9 p.m. and again tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Funeral from his late residence on Sunday morning at 11:20 a.m. travelling to St. Columba's Church, Drumuckla, for 12 noon requiem mass, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. The death has taken place of Noel O'Donnell, Nailers Row, Buncrana. Noel will be reposing at the family home until 9 p.m. today and tomorrow from 12 noon until 9 p.m. Funeral from there on Sunday at 10:20 a.m. going to St. Mary's Church, Cockhill, for 11 o'clock requiem mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time on the morning of the funeral. Requiem mass can be viewed online at churchservices.tv. The death has occurred of Sally Doohan, Ballybowes, Falkara. Remains reposing at Sweeney's Funeral Home, Ballybowes, Falkara, today until rosary at 9:15 p.m. Funeral mass tomorrow at 11 a.m. in St. Fionnan's Church, Falkara, with burial in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed on mcn.live. The death has occurred of Harry Callaghan, Sesh O'Neill, Ballybuffet, and formerly Mina Shammer, reposing at the home of his daughter Kathleen and son-in-law Hugh Doherty, the Moyle Ludden, Buncrana. Funeral from there tomorrow at 9:30 a.m. for 11 a.m. requiem mass in St. Mary's Church, Sesh O'Neill, followed by interment in the adjoining churchyard. The requiem mass will be streamed live via the parish YouTube channel. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, directly to Donegal Hospice via their website. The house is strictly private to family only, please. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.